You are listening to Red Dawn by Jesper Erskard, narrated by John Chancer. Prologue, Poltava. July 1709, a few dozen kilometers east of Poltava, the Tsardom of Russia. Captain Jakob Rapa crouched down behind a tree and scanned the darkness around him. He made a quick sign to silence the two Karelian soldiers with whom he had fled. Behind him, Gustav and Eric immediately stopped. The night had come and swept the forest in dark shadows. One really shouldn't be out after dark. Who knew what creatures came to life at night and wandered around these Russian forests? Normally, Jakob would never have dared to walk around in the dark. But nothing was normal anymore. For 9 long years, he had been a Karelian officer in the Swedish army. For 9 years, he had followed his king into battle, and for 9 years, God had given them victory after victory. Nothing seemed to stop the advance of King Charles XII. The Danes had surrendered without a single shot being fired. The Russians had fallen in the snowstorm at Narva. And for 5 years, Poland had been a smorgasbord for the Swedish soldiers. But the Russian bear had come to life again, and for the second time it attacked the Nordic lion. Jakob Rapa had assumed things would go the way they normally went, that the divinely gifted King Charles would once again emerge victorious from the battle. However, nothing about Poltava had gone as expected. Perhaps it was due to the exhausted Swedish army. Perhaps to the superior Russian one. Perhaps it was because King Charles was wounded and did not lead the army himself. Or perhaps God had simply abandoned them. Angered by the Karelians' arrogance, God had turned his back on them. Whatever the reason, the disaster was a fact. The entire Swedish army, exceptional as it was, had been annihilated in the course of a single day. The death toll was in the thousands, and the few who survived were either captured by the Russians or, like Jakob Rapa and his two companions, on the run in enemy territory. For several days, they had made their way through the Russian countryside. At first, they had tried to go west, back to Sweden. But after hearing rumors that King Charles had fled east towards the Turks, they had decided to follow their king. They had neither horses nor weapons. Gustav's shoulder was injured, but they carried on after their commander. Jakob looked between the trees. About 20 meters away, a campfire burned in the dark, both inviting and a deterrent at once. The camp in the forest was probably Russian, and the best thing to do would be to move in a wide half-circle around it and off into the night. But none of the usual sounds and voices of a military bivouac could be heard. The night was dead quiet. If these were Russian soldiers, they were unlike any he had come across before. Maybe they were all sleeping. But there were no guards, and no sounds from horses or other load-carrying animals. It was unlikely that Russian soldiers would come this far into the forest without horses. Maybe they were Swedes, other Karelians on the run. But would they really dare to light a fire? Perhaps they were civilians. He knew he should play it safe and carry on, but they were exhausted and hungry. He could barely remember the last time he had eaten, and they also needed to change Gustav's bandages. Every day he became noticeably weaker, and it was painful for him to move at night. They all needed food and rest. The campfire became more and more appealing. He indicated to the others to wait, not to move, while he cautiously crept closer to the burning fire. Step by step, meter by meter, he advanced in the forest. There were no sounds from the camp in front of him, no voices, no nervous horses, just a slight rustling sound from the leaves in the tree.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?